T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, other than busy, Adam McKelvey?
Yeah, busy, and I'm getting laughed at by Todd Rosiak, who's in the car with me. He enjoyed my intro there on from Thomas Morola.
It's a good intro. Does Todd Rosiak have his own intro? I don't think
Rosiak. He does not. He's very, I think it's just jealousy, if you ask me.
Adam, let's...
I like Todd Rosiak. Yeah. You guys get off his case.
I'm a fan, too.
He's a fan of mine. You're damn right.
See, is that Wayne Larrabee over there?
That's straight old school, man. See, he hit old school? I like that Todd.
Now, man, you know Todd Rosiak is not Tom Hondricourt, right? Because you mixed up Matt LePay and
those guys Larrabee. Don't know the inside joke, right? You have to tell the story later. But anyway,
that's all right. Adam, let's start at the very beginning. How did you feel about this trade in terms of what they gave up and what they got in return?
Well, in terms of what they gave up, they again kind of dealt from depth. Luis Ortiz is a highly rated pitching prospect, but he's behind the likes of Burns, Peralta, and Brandon Woodruff's not on the prospect list because of his big league innings, but he's in that group as well. Johnny VR hasn't been the same as he was in 2016. It was kind of a complimentary piece at this point. And then Gene Carmona could turn out to be a good player. He was a pretty highly thought of signing a couple of years ago in the international market. And, you know, he's 18 years old in Helena, Montana. So you just don't know what he's going to be. But I think, like the Moustakas trade, they tried to deal from an area of depth to bolster an area where they wanted to add, but not really kill themselves in the long term. And I think that was kind of the aim here.
So we've been getting a lot of, talk back from the fans saying that maybe that they really needed a pitcher and a frontline pitcher because they don't understand how the Brewers are going to get to the World Series without a frontline pitcher. Not understanding, though, the way that I guess David Stearns and Craig Counsell have built, let's say, the pitching, which means starting pitching, and the bullpen as one.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Justin Verlander and Dallas Keuchel and the other guys, who led the Houston Astros to the World Series last year, they fit what we think a championship pitching staff is supposed to look like. So the Brewers are obviously trying to get into a similar position with a different method. The one thing I think that gets overlooked in that, and look, first things first, David Stearns said, try really hard to get a pitcher today, including getting to the cusp of a trade that we're just going to have to do more digging to figure out what it was. But he felt like they were very close to making a trade for a starting pitcher today. So that's number one, is that they did try to fill that bill, and they'll continue to try in August when you can trade players as long as they clear waivers. So, Matt Harvey, for example, could clear waivers. It's not unheard of to get a guy that way. So that's number one. Number two is, the statistics say that this pitching staff is better than we all think it is when you just glance at the names. They're eighth or ninth in the major leagues in ERA from their starters. And I admit I was surprised on this one too. They lead the National League in quality starts. So, there's no Justin Verlander there. There's not the dude who's going to go out and pitch all nine innings in World Series game one. But the way they're doing it is get good innings from your starting pitcher. And then, like they did last night, it was Hader for two. And then this new mix of Soria, Jeffers, and Corey Knable. I think that's kind of a mix that they're going to try to employ a lot down the stretch. And at the same time, they'll try to add a starting pitcher. But again, it's pretty clear at this point that they're not going to trade, unless it's for someone really, really good and someone controllable, they're not going to trade, three of their top 10 for a starter.
talking with our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Okay, so what is the plan for Scope? When they first made this deal, I assumed he'd be going over to shortstop on most days with Moustakas and Shaw, Manning second and third, and Craig Counsell said when the Moustakas deal was made that those two guys could move back and forth between those two positions. Do we now have another guy in the mix at second base, or was I right in my assumption that he'll be playing quite a bit of shortstop?
No, I think I asked David Stearns this as a follow-up because we didn't really get specifically into it and we talked to him on the call, and the answer was, you know, he can't. They think he has the versatility to play there, but the answer was definitely not he will primarily play there. So I think the answer to this, there's, you know, if you want a clean answer to that question right now, they're not going to give it to you. It's going to be a mix of players, Moustakas, Shaw, Scope, Hernan Perez will get in this mix, Orlando Arcia at shortstop, and you lean on his defense at shortstop. Those guys are going to all be kind of this mix at second base, shortstop, third base, and there's not going to be a clean answer to this question today. And, you know, if that concerns you, I think you need to look no further back than spring training when we had this identical conversation about the outfield.
Right.
And Craig Counsell and David Stearns answered all those questions about the outfield and too many guys for too few spots. And then the season sort of progressed, and that depth has worked out about as perfectly as you could possibly ask, because of injuries to Thames and Braun, because Domingo Santana was stopped hitting for power. All these different things happened. And I would say being able to deal Brett Phillips and add Moustakas, a lefty bat that you really wanted to get. So that depth, there weren't too many. It was kind of the right amount. And the way David Stearns talked about it with Jonathan Scope, I think they're sort of viewing this situation as kind of the same way, even though, you know, those of us or the fantasy baseball people, they want everybody to have their position and their spot in the batting order. It's just not the way they're going to do it.
All right, last one, let you get going here. So you have all these players. You most certainly have a lot of depth. That means that there's maybe only going to be a couple guys that's going to play every day. Then how do you go about – did he talk about how do you go about laying out the plan for everybody so these guys don't get their face, noses all bent out of shape about playing time?
Well, with the way David Stearns put it is that guys are going to have to continue to be team first in their thinking. That's been the way they've done it so far. I mean, Travis Shaw going to second base. Maybe Todd sitting here has heard differently. I've never had Johnny VR complain about playing time. None of these, the first basemen, there hasn't really been hard feelings about playing time. I think they, you know, this idea of the position player group that Craig Counsell started talking about last year so far has worked, and they've been able to keep these guys reasonably happy. And David Stearns said they're going to have to continue to ask for that from players, because there is every night going to be a pretty darn good player sitting on the bench. And that is just life in baseball in 2018.
That's Adam McKelvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider. Find his work at Brewers.com. I'm sure an article coming soon, if it's not up there already, about the Jonathan Scope deal. And follow him on Twitter at Adam McKelvey. And we'll chat again on Friday for your regular hit with the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh,
Adam,
God, always, twice in 1 week.
I know. Get your protein in. You're going to need it. It's a workout, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. We always appreciate it, Adam. Thank you very much, man.
All right, see ya. Todd says bye, too.
All right, bye, see Todd.
Adam McKelvey joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.